Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this, our scripture says. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went out with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Let us listen and sing.
Today, we bring our journey through the season of Advent. As we learned in our Advent candle lighting at the beginning of the service, Advent is a time of waiting. We wait for the Christ child to be born in a stable in Bethlehem. We wait for Christ to be born in our hearts. We wait for our Savior, Jesus Christ, to come again, as the scriptures have promised us, to come again into our world and to establish his reign of love and peace for all time. Advent is a time of waiting. Our reflections this morning are focused on the Advent hymn, "Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers," which in turn is based on our scripture lesson from Matthew 25. In this parable, Jesus told, 10 bridesmaids go to meet the bridegroom. Evening is approaching, and they don't know exactly when he will arrive. All 10 take their lamps with them, but only 5 take along flasks of oil for their lamps. The bridegroom is delayed, and the bridesmaids wait and wait, eventually falling asleep. When the bridegroom finally arrives at midnight, only 5 of the bridesmaids are ready to go with him. These wise ones light their lamps and enter the marriage feast with the bridegroom. The foolish 5 are left behind with no oil for their lamps, and they miss out on the party. During the season of Advent, we are reminded that as Jesus' disciples, we are to wait and watch and prepare ourselves for Christ's coming. We do not know when or where God will choose to appear, so our job is to be ready for anything. In the parable, the bridegroom does not arrive until midnight, the deepest, darkest part of the night. God is often like that, coming when we least expect it, coming in the deepest, darkest parts of our lives. But that is also when and where we most need God's light to shatter our darkness, to show us a new way to live, to give us new hope. So let us wait, let us watch, let us prepare ourselves, for our God is growing near.
Pray. God of light, we rejoice that you sent your Son to us,
to be the light
of the world. As the darkness grows around us, we light our lamp.
Expectation. Help us wait to watch, to be ready to meet you when you arrive. Amen.
See that your lamps are burning. Replenish them with oil. Look now for your salvation, the end of sin and toil. The marriage feast is waiting. The gates wide open stand. Arise, O heirs of glory. The bridegroom is at hand. Our Advent hymn reminds us to keep the lamp of faith burning brightly in our hearts so that we are ready. But ready for what? What are we waiting for exactly? In the parable, the bridesmaids are waiting for the bridegroom to arrive so they could all go to the marriage feast. The hymn helps us understand what the story is really about. Look now for your salvation, the end of sin and toil. The bridegroom is Jesus, our Savior. And the marriage feast is the kingdom of God, the life God has always hoped and intended that we would live. Our Advent hymn challenges us to think more deeply about our lives. Where do we look for salvation? With what do we fill our lives, hoping that it will somehow fill the emptiness inside of us, or heal our brokenness, or bring us contentment and peace? Some look to their jobs or their spouses or their children to complete them. Some pursue wealth or power, thinking that will bring them security and peace of mind. Some pursue worldly goods, hoping that a beautiful house or a new car or the latest tech toy will make them happy. So often, it seems, we look to everyone and everything except the one thing that can truly give us what we seek. In our traditional opening prayers, there is a wonderful line that says, "O God, our souls are restless until they find their rest in you." God sent his Son to earth on that first Christmas, so long ago, so that we could find our way back home. The gates to God's kingdom stand wide open for us. God has prepared a feast for us and is anxiously awaiting for us to fill us with good things like grace and forgiveness, hope and joy, love and peace. Are we ready? Do we have enough oil to keep the light of faith burning in our hearts? Are we willing to leave behind the brokenness of our lives, the fruitless striving after things that do not satisfy? Are we ready to meet Jesus whenever he arrives? And are we willing to follow him home? The marriage feast is waiting. The gates wide open stand. Arise, O heirs of glory. The bridegroom is at hand.
Now raise your voices higher, until in songs of triumph you meet the angel choir. The watchers on the mountain proclaim the bridegroom near. Go meet him as he cometh with alleluias clear. If we can expect anything at Christmas time, it's that Christmas music will be playing in all the stores. Everything from Rudolph to White Christmas to Christian hymns. These songs have become such an ingrained part of our shopping experience that we can't imagine a store not playing them. But more importantly, it seems like we can't separate those background songs from buying things. It's almost like those songs are being played in the background while we buy gifts so that our shopping experience will feel like the reason for the season. But isn't that like focusing on all the trimmings of the season rather than the real reason for Advent and Christmas? To truly enter the Advent season, we can't simply listen to the background songs in stores as we shop for details and discounts. We must learn to sing God's songs with our lives. In one of his Numa videos, Rob Bell says, "When I think of God, I hear a song. The song is playing all around us all the time. The song is playing everywhere. It's written on our hearts, and everyone is playing the song." He goes on to say, "See, the question isn't whether or not you're playing a song. The question is, are you in tune with God's song?" This Advent season, like half the bridesmaids in our scripture passage today, we're invited to raise our voices higher than the background music as we get more in tune with God's song. We're invited to join God's music in the world and sing it with our lives. We can sing it at work and at play, at home, out in the world, in our joy and in our sorrow, no matter who we are with, where we are, or what we are going through. We already know how the song of God goes, but sometimes our singing gets muffled when we focus on the trimmings of the holiday season. God's song in the world is heard most clearly through the music of generosity, grace, mercy, forgiveness, healing, justice, compassion. The very things that Jesus did during his time on earth, the very things that Jesus invites us as disciples to do as well. Our hymn today invites us to watch for Christ's coming, and when he is near, to raise our voices in song and greet him with hallelujahs clear. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. As our lives become more in tune with God's song in the world, and we become more aware of all the great and generous things that God has done for us, there is no better way to express our gratitude and our joy. May our lives sing with God's music and good news.
Let us pray.
Now let's listen to the words from the fourth verse of our hymn. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, thou sun so longed for, above this shadowed sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption and ever be with thee. Advent is often viewed as a time to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Duh. Okay, however, during this season, we also look forward to Christ's second coming. At that time, we will see, as the fourth verse of our hymn describes it, the day of earth's redemption. It will be a day of completion when our work for a world as God intended it comes to fruition. On that day, we will see the fruit of our labor. Food will no longer be scarce. Poverty will come to an end. The earth will no longer be drained of its resources. War and violence will cease. Fear and terror will be no more. Instead, we will see nations reconcile. Food will be plentiful. Peace and justice will reign. The earth will be the place God created it and intended it to be. And God will be known in it all. Now, this promised future, as great as it is, will not happen because of a general concept of God or because we keep positive thoughts about the future. Now, the world becomes again what God intended it to be because of Jesus Christ. Not just at his birth, but also in his life, his death, and finally in his resurrection, he ushered in the return of God's hopes and intentions for this world. Now, our work as disciples of Jesus Christ continues at work until the day he returns. That is why we go through the season of Advent each year. We begin again this journey to the manger because Jesus still is the salvation long waited for. And because Jesus will come again and finish the work we have continued in his name. Until the day of Christ's return, our work becomes our prayer. We work for the very things that God will ultimately establish. We share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone. We make the resurrection of Jesus real. We feed the hungry. We care for the sick, visit the prisoner. We care for the earth and protect and preserve its resources. We pray for healing, and we forgive as we have been forgiven. We practice the very presence of God now in our lives, in our families, in our community, and around the world. Practicing our faith in concrete ways gives us a vision to the earth's redemption and prepares us to recognize God's presence when Jesus comes again. Until that day, may we continue to lift up our hearts and hands, praying, practicing our faith, and watching for our hope and expectation, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord.